Hello and welcome to the Home Service Small Business Spotlight. I'm Arthur Yon, co-founder and CEO of Nest Protection Plan. We partner with restorers, contractors, and other home service providers, increase their revenue, grow their authority, and help them build a platform of lifetime customers. We believe that every American family and property owner deserves peace of mind from contamination, mold, and indoor-related illnesses, all for less than a dollar a day. Stick around to the end of the show. We'll reveal how you can be our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. What is going on? How's everybody doing? Welcome to the Home Service Small Business Spotlight. This is episode number 2. And I'm your host, Arthur Yon. We are very pleased to have us joining us today. Our guest, he is the founder of Phoenix Carpet Repair and Cleaning. He's also the founder of Atlas Marketing. He's an entrepreneur. He's a multipreneur. He is our guest, Mr. Robert Atlas. Robert, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing really, really well. Just rounding up the day, but excited to be here with you.
Well, we're excited to have you, and thank you for joining us on the program. I wanted to jump in a little bit and let the audience know a little bit more about you and what you're doing. Tell us a bit about how you got started in the industry and what really drives you behind all your businesses.
Yeah, you bet. And again, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
So I started Phoenix Carpet Repair and Cleaning 13 years ago. Right in the downturn of the real estate market, right about that time, I owned some real estate property and things kind of went a little bit south. And I had a career in Christian ministry. I was a pastor full time, my wife and I, for 17 years. Was fortunate enough to serve in that capacity, travel around the world, and just make a difference and help people. And I learned a ton during that whole 17 years about, you know, business and people and relationships and the importance of people and the importance of relationships. Sometimes it's not just about what you know, it's who you know. Mm-hmm. In business, and relationships are really important to me. Friendship, relationship is really important to me. And so after a 17-year career in ministering, Christian ministering, my wife and I decided we would get secular jobs right at the downturn in the market. Our timing wasn't the greatest with all that, but you know, one door opens, another door shuts, right?
Absolutely. And
yeah. So we, you know, with a Craigslist ad and a bucket of carpet repair tools, and that's something I did before my Christian ministry days. I did some carpet repair, carpet cleaning. I started a business when I was 20 in Las Vegas, did it for 12 years, sold that company, and kind of had a change of life and went into the ministry background. And so I knew that business, the carpet repair and cleaning business. And so naturally, I was out looking for a job 13 years ago, dressing up in a suit, looking for a new career. In sales and management, those style and types of businesses, and just to feed my family, because we had gone through a real challenging time, quite honestly, after 17 years being in a career and then having to start all over was very challenging. And that time, my wife and I and a couple of friends, we owned about 14 rental properties. And at that time, the real estate bubble, we got caught in it a little bit, and we lost 10 of those 14 homes. And so my credit score went from, you know, the high 700s to the low 400s. I'm 56 years old. So 13 years ago, do the math, you know, 40 years old, 43 years old or so. And you're trying to reinvent yourself, right?
Yeah, and that's going to make things a little tougher, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, it was very humbling, but it was good. It was right where I needed to be at that time, as I look back now. But I didn't have a plan to start a business. I was looking for a job, and just to be able to bring in some money, I put a Craigslist ad up on Craigslist simply saying, carpet repair man. I can repair your carpet for a fraction of the cost compared to carpet replacement. And it was just a text ad, very simple. We're in a very, you know, tumultuous time in our lives, needing some help, I dare say. We were helping others for years, and now we needed some help. And so that was really uncomfortable, honestly, at that time. And yet, you know, God has a way of working things out. And I started with that Craigslist ad. The phone started ringing. I owned a 2007 Jeep Wrangler, and I put a couple magnets on the side of it and a bucket of carpet repair tools. And I was dressing up in a suit, going to interviews. And in between interviews, I was switching back into some work boots and some jeans and a collared polo shirt. And I'd go do a carpet repair and make, you know, a couple $100. And after about a month of doing that, you know, pulling over in gas stations, switching clothes and going from carpet repairman to, you know, businessman. After about a month and a half of that, someone said, "Hey, man, it seems like you're doing a bunch of this carpet repair. Maybe you should look into starting a business." And so I called my brother-in-law, who dabbled in building some websites at the time. He has since passed away. This was 13 years ago. And he said, "Yeah, let's look, let's buy you a website. Let's get you." And I had no clue, other than, you know, doing a Google search, how Google worked and SEO and all that stuff. So I started dabbling, reading some books, and just started that business. I remember my first month, it was November or December. I think it was November. I made like $2,500 my first month. I was like, "All right, well, at least I can feed the family and we'll get by. But obviously I need to do better than this." And next month we jumped to 4,500. Within 4 months, I was at 8,500 a month just doing carpet repair. And I think it took me about 16 months and I got to $16,000. And then I kind of bought into the idea of, okay, I need to really start this business and give it a fair shake. And so that's kind of how I got into starting Phoenix Carpet Repair and Cleaning 13 years ago.
Wow, that's amazing, Robert. And so did you primarily start in the Phoenix area, or did you start somewhere else and then relocate?
No, I lived here, and I live in Goodyear, Arizona. It's a suburb right outside of Phoenix. And we were living here. We had our home here. You know, my house, quite frankly, almost went into foreclosure. I mean, we hit the wall, you know, 13 years ago. And about 5 weeks ago now, I paid off my house. I no longer have a mortgage on my primary residence, which is a really cool victory, just seeing how things can change, right? Oh, yeah. And I've been here in Phoenix since 1998. I moved here in 1998 from Las Vegas to take on a role working at Arizona State University as their campus minister. So that's what brought me to Phoenix. And I ended up starting the business here and been here and don't have any plans on moving. I love it here.
Well, then that's great. I mean, it sounds like that's where you belong. And it sounds like you've obviously been able to take roots and grow what you're doing to really amazing levels. And, you know, part of that is I'm a man of faith myself. And I know that, you know, a lot of that had to do with your strong faith and, you know, with your hard work and your devotion to what you're doing. So a lot of people that might be listening right now are people that might be in a similar place where you were, you know, 20 plus years ago, 25 years ago. They may be, I remember my days when I was driving around in an 88 GMC, one of those vans, just the clunker, and yeah, going around and, you know, doing carpet jobs and that kind of thing. That was a while back. But for those guys that are kind of just getting on their feet, they're trying to start out from the ground up, what's some advice that you might share with them as far as how they can go about, you know, working their way up?
Yeah, I think a valuable thing I've learned, because since Phoenix Carpet Repair, I've given birth to this lack of a better word, it's not a franchise, but it's an area exclusive carpet repair business. And we have 36 locations nationally, one in Canada. And we can talk a little bit more about that if you like. But what I learned was, I don't care how good you are at your profession, if it's carpet cleaning, if it's a plumber, if it's an AC guy, if it's an electrician, if you're going to run your own business, you have to learn how to market yourself. And if the phone's not ringing, you could be the best at what you do. And there's a lot of guys out there that, you know, are probably really good in their field, but they don't know how to get work, right? And that's the challenge. If your truck's sitting outside, you know, and it's not rolling and not making money, it gets pretty stressful. So I had to learn by reading books and talking with other people, other relationships. Relationships are very, very important. And having friendships and relationships that aren't in your same field that you can pick their brain and talk with them about what they do and how they do it. So I think learning how to market, either you're going to pay for marketing or you're going to learn how to do it yourself. In the beginning, I had to pay for marketing and I got burned a bunch of times and that got me very frustrated. So I was like, listen, I need to figure this out myself.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have employees that do my marketing for all myself. I have a team, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I had to learn how to do it in the beginning. So I think you have to learn marketing if you really want to grow your business, either pay to play or do it yourself.
Yeah. Well, and you know, there's a lot of noise in the marketing world nowadays. So it makes sense to at least understand it. And you obviously have a very deep understanding of it. I mean, you own Atlas Marketing. We've already talked about your flooring business. Tell us how, or I guess, first of all, when you started Atlas Marketing, but also how that is working into what you're doing.
Yeah. So basically, just like, you know, I've always had this entrepreneurial disease or whatever you want to call it. Disease is not a good word, but you get my point. That, that tick, you know, you're always thinking about the next thing, right? Some people are just born that way, right? And so we were buying homes years ago, I was thinking, man, you know, if you can find someone to rent your home and do this 30, 40, 50 times, wow, that would be amazing, right? And we were on track. We're at 14 homes and my goal is to get 40. That's where I was heading. And, you know, things change. And now I have a handful of rentals at my home. But I started Atlas Marketing. A friend of mine from Dallas, he was a pastor, and he had moved on from his full-time pastoring role. And he said, hey, man, I see all your pictures on Facebook. There's a hole in the carpet. Now you fix it. That looks great. Hey, is that something you can teach me? And I said, absolutely. I said, well, what I'll do is let's pick some dates. You can come. I knew who he was. So he stayed in my home. He came from Dallas for a week. And he drove around in my truck with me as I physically trained him on the job training. And as he was here, we began to build Dallas Carpet Repair and Cleaning's website. And so we kind of gave birth to our first location outside of Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And once I did that, you know, just got the wheels turning like, wow, I can duplicate this process. And as I mentioned earlier, we're up to 36 locations. I've had four people this week contact me for carpet repair and a new national business that I just recently started, Save Our Hardwood Floors. We're going to be hardwood restoration nationally. And we're training people to do that as well. So Atlas Marketing was born out of a necessity. I didn't want to trust other people with my marketing because I'd gotten burned a bunch of times. You know, people overpromise and underdeliver, right? And so I began to read some books and learn how Google works. One of the things I really feel like I capitalized on was 5-star reviews. My company, Phoenix Carpet Repair, has over 5,000 5-star reviews written on Yelp, Angie's List, Google, the Better Business Bureau, third-party places like Customer Lobby, Rate Lobby. So I learned a long time ago from being in the ministry not to put all your eggs in one basket. Mm-hmm. So I do that for work, and I do that even in my retirement portfolio. I'm putting, you know, monies in multiple baskets to, you know, set my future up. If I'm around down the road, then I'll be set up for success. I really believe in living in the moment now, having a great time now while I'm living life, and also to save for the future. So I've learned to be a both and guy, not an either or guy.
And that's a great philosophy. I think, and of course, there, you can never have too many good 5-star reviews either. So I think that's a very, that's a good approach right there as well. But, you know, you're a good family man, you're well-rounded. And one other thing, you know, people that either maybe you're friends with you on Facebook or they see some of the stuff you put out there have probably noticed that you are an outdoors guy, and you, it looks like you, I think it's do some dirt biking or something, mountain biking.
Yeah. So what for fun, I have three main sports. I'm a mountain biker, avid mm-hmm. mountain biker. My bikes keep having babies in the garage. My wife sent me multiple bikes. So I'm a mountain biker. I just recently got a gravel cross bike, all titanium. Just I drank the Kool-Aid, you know, I'm in it. I have a side-by-side, one of those, you know, Can-Am side-by-sides, Turbo 1000, that we go out in the desert, and I'll take clients out with me and friends out with me and have a really good time. And then I love to fish. I'm a fisherman as well. So I have a trip. I'm going for 10 days and 3 weeks to Puerto Vallarta for giant tuna fishing. I can't wait.
You got to invite me on one of those, Robert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anytime.
I love doing some offshore fishing right there.
Open invitation, man. So I love salmon fishing and tuna fishing. They're two of my favorite species of fish to fish for. But yeah, so just, you know, like you said, I have two boys. One will be 26 in about a month. The other's 21. Great kids. They're in their careers. My wife has a career. She loves her job and what she does. And I get to focus on, I just started my fifth business. So five different businesses we're spinning hats, but I don't do it all myself. You know, I have team members that I trust and value, and I built, you know, a team around me. I can't do it alone. Yeah. You can't do it alone. You need to trust other people. And there's a lot of folks that feel like, well, if I don't do it, it ain't getting done right. And I understand where that comes from. It's frustrating when you can't find good help. Mm-hmm. And you don't have good team members. But listen, I'll be super honest with you. I'm not the best looking guy. I'm not the smartest guy. But one thing, a couple things I have going for me is I feel like I have heart. I care, number one. And then number two, I show up every day consistently. I'm the first one in my office every morning saying good morning to everyone when they come in. You know, there's such a success that comes from consistency. And mm-hmm. I think people are like this a lot of times. They're up and down, you know, going by their emotions. It's a good day or good week and a bad week. And you have to be consistent and ride out the difficult times and ride the waves of the good times, but stay consistent at what you're doing. If you believe in it and you're committed to it, stay consistent at it. And maybe set yourself parameters or goals. Hey, if it doesn't do this by this date, maybe I should do something different. But you get my point. Just being consistent has been a key to my success. And so Atlas Marketing was born from that. I have people all the time, plumbers in Phoenix that heard about me, electricians, they want me to do their marketing. And I don't do it because I'm so busy running my five businesses and growing them. You know, I only have so much time in a day, right, that you can devote to these things. So I've had to learn the value of saying no, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm okay with that. You know, I can't help everyone, but the carpet repair cleaning world, I really feel like we've dialed down and really worked hard on that niche and got it figured out. We do really well in that niche. Phoenix Carpet Repair and Cleaning, we do just under $1 million a year. I'm not trying to be the biggest company. I'm not trying to have 10 trucks on the road. We do that with 3 trucks. And so we're real busy. And then water damage, I'm growing my water damage, Phoenix water damage services. We have about 45 5-star reviews written on that, map listing. And I just finished up just below a $30,000 water job. And he called me, said, I'm sick of using this other company, this big franchise company, and I'm going to go with a smaller guy. I read your reviews, and that's why I called you, and you'll get all my work. And the guy wrote me a 5-star review before the job was finished. Wow. He was so impressed with my communication daily, letting him know, how the progress is going, how things are drying. I'm sending him photos and moisture mapping and just really educating him. So now I'll get all his work in the future. And then this hardwood restoration business, we just launched it at saveourhardwoodfloors.com. And for people that know how to do hardwood restoration, that just want marketing for that business to help getting more work, or they want to learn how to do the work. And we have a package where we'll sell them just like carpet repair. I sell the tools. I sell a week of training. You come here and you train with me in the truck. I have my partner, Courtney Lee. He's out of Georgia. He'll be doing the physical training for the water rescreening and repolishing and all of that. But he'll be doing the physical training for that work, and I'll be doing the marketing portion of that. But we have our first client, Charlotte. Save Our Hardwood Floors, Charlotte.
The website's being built.
Yeah, it's being built right now. So I'm really excited to dive into this niche business with higher ticket sales.
Mm-hmm.
A really good ROI for your time and money when you're trading time for money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Real excited about starting this business. We just got all of our legal paperwork, hired my lawyer to do an operating agreement contract. We got it all buttoned up, and Charlotte's our first guy. He happens to be a carpet repair guy. So he's so happy with the marketing I'm doing for him for carpet repair that he's bought into this new system for hardwoods with us.
That's fantastic. And by the way, all throughout the Southeast, of course, me being in South Carolina primarily, there are a lot of older homes that need restoration of their hardwood floors. There's a huge opportunity, and of course, across the country. And Robert, you're a great man. You have a wonderful, background and personality. And I love how much you focus on relationship building. And obviously that's been such a big part of what you're doing too, with who you've been able to connect with. And this has been amazing. I've loved hearing everything you've had to say. I know the audience has probably gained a lot from what you said too. You've given, dropped some good advice there too. And so tell us again, there's saveourhardwoodfloors.com. There's also, where else can people find you?
So for carpet repair and cleaning, it's atlasmarketingclub.com. It's like, being a part of Costco, right? You go to Costco, you're part of the club, you get better deals, right? When you buy in bulk, right? So we've kind of narrowed all this down and developed atlasmarketingclub.com. They can go there and reach me. saveourhardwoodfloors.com. You can reach Courtney or I there and get in contact with us there. And then my crown jewel website here in Phoenix is phoenixcarpetrepair.com. And then phoenixwaterdamageservices.com is the two businesses that I'm involved in the operating of those businesses daily here in the Phoenix Valley. We serve the whole Phoenix metro area. And we love getting to serve here in Phoenix and the people here. And I love our state and our people and just want to keep making a difference.
Well, and you're making a big difference. And, we all the best to you, Robert. I know that you're just going to continue to be successful with all of this. He's Robert Atlas. He's a multipreneur. He is owns multiple businesses. Go check him out. Robert, thank you so much for being on the show, for bringing so much insight and content, and being a guest on the program. And I hope we can talk again soon.
Yeah, anytime I could help, I'm here. And again, I appreciate you, Arthur, too. Anything I could do to support you and help you, I'm a phone call away. So anytime.
Awesome, man. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. That's it for the show today, guys. And we will check all of y'all next time on the Home Service Small Business Spotlight.
Thank you.
Arthur Yon here. Thank you so much for listening to the Home Service Small Business Spotlight. If you are a successful restorer, contractor, or home service provider who would like to be on this program, please visit jointhenestteam.com/go. If you got something out of this interview, would you also share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on the social. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag HSSBSpotlight. I love seeing your posts, love seeing your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and your reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, jointhenestteam.com/go, or follow me on LinkedIn and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.